Good, how are you?
Good.
You all set, Ryan?
Yeah.
Coach, just some general observations about how that game kind of played out.
Is that enough? I mean, to be able to get out of that first inning and have the bases loaded and one out. You know, they weren't stinging the ball, but they were, you know, putting the bat on the ball, putting it in play. And half is my fault. I planned on telling my outfield to play them a little shallow to begin with until I saw where they could, how they could hit it. So basically took a couple batters before I started to bring them in. And that double play, that Jeff catching it and being able to step on second was huge. And we had three double plays in the first four innings. That just saved Kyle. You know, a lot of pitches, and he told me at the end of the fifth inning that he didn't even have his best stuff. That just shows you what a gutty performer he is, and he's willing to give us everything he had, and he did.
Kyle, just talk about your day on the mound. First, talk a little bit about getting out of the first inning and then how we kind of went from there.
Getting out of the first inning, it was a tough inning. They were putting the bat on the ball, they were finding holes, and just trying to mix in some off-speed stuff, and it wasn't really working. They were hitting everything I was throwing, but I mean, they weren't hitting everything hard, so I wasn't too worried about it. And then that double play to get out of it, that was huge.
And then did you start to get more comfortable in the ensuing innings?
Yes. Second inning, I got a little bit more comfortable. I still was having a little bit of trouble trying to get my breaking ball for a strike, but fastballs, I was hitting spots, and I don't know.
And then after five, you just decided that was good enough?
After five, I realized I didn't have my best stuff. I didn't really find it in my breaking ball at all, and I guess now I'm available later in the tournament.
Yeah.
So.
But one of the strengths of your team leading up to this has been the pitching depth. So
we have so much pitching. We have four quality starters and then a couple of great relievers, so I'm not worried about our pitching depth.
Jeff, did you feel like you guys would get going offensively sooner or later, or was it difficult to tell because every time he came up it was against a different pitcher?
Right. I had confidence because we've hit the ball great throughout the district tournament, and I just had full confidence in our four, five, six hitters and just getting ready, just waiting for that explosion to happen.
Yeah, but you didn't leave many base runners there late in the game. Can you tell me what you remember about that single up the middle in the fifth? First two RBIs?
I believe it got to a 3-1 count, and I knew I didn't want to walk. I wanted to get those runs in because I knew they would be huge, so I was just looking for a fastball because he wasn't throwing any breaking ball, so I was looking for a fastball and just put a bat on it.
And how about your next at bat, the sixth, a couple more RBIs?
Same approach, just looking for a fastball I could do something with, and I just put a bat on it.
Maybe either one of you guys, it's only one game and you got a bunch left, but you know, you've got a game under your belt now. Maybe just talk about the experience compared to what you envisioned it might be as you had the couple of weeks leading up to this game.
Yeah, I mean, coming into it, it was like, it was just, all right, what are we going to expect? What are we going to expect? And when we got here, it's just another baseball game. We're playing a different team, but it's just another baseball game.
Now, how long did it take for you to come to that realization?
About first
last
pitch.
Night.
Is that all?
First pitch.
Because the first pitch went into right field for a hit, if I remember right?
Yeah.
So you just remembered it was a game. How about yourself, Jeff?
I really feel like after that first inning, we got the jitterbugs out, got the nerves out, made that first error, just got that over with, got through the bases loaded, no outs, one out, I mean. And after that, just felt like a regular game, just out there playing, having fun.
Yeah. Coach, you have 11 16-year-olds on your team. They have 9 15-year-olds on your team. How does that make a difference?
What I tell these kids is when it comes down to this level of play, it's going to come down to the little things. There's not going to be, that many blowouts. I mean, they're going to be close games. Are you ready to handle that close game? Are you going to be nervous in the fifth and sixth inning in these close games or not? I mean, throwing that runner out at third, and it was a one hop. Maddie picks it, puts a tag on. I mean, that was huge. That ball goes in the left field to tie ball game. And who knows how the rest of the game goes? So it's those little things that if you can make those plays, and I being a 16-year-old and just. You know, having pressure going through the District 3 tournament last year for these guys. So, I mean, Canada's a good young, majority, nine kids are 11, 15 years old, and they got a good future.
Yeah.
Did you come in and looking to put the pressure on them? You hit and run a lot, you stole, the emphasis coming in?
We ran a lot in the District tournament. we feel, you know, we're going to put the pressure on the catchers and pitchers to either hold us on or, you know, have a catcher throw us out. You know, if Ron doesn't whip the field down and make it really slow, then we feel we have pretty good speed. So.
Thank you.
Yeah. Very good. Thanks for your time. Thank you. Congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hold up, please. Hold up.